They Thought I Was Dead, Sandy's Story by Peter James. Read by Gemma Whelan.
Forward. Read by Peter James. I had a plan, and it went wrong. But for once, it went wrong in a really good way. When I was creating the character of Roy Grace back in 2003, I wanted to do something that would set him apart from the canon of great fictional cops brought to the pages of novels and to small and big screens over the years. At the time, the flawed detective with a broken marriage and a drinking problem was something of a cliché in crime fiction. But the reality was that in 2003, no serving police officer in England with a drinking problem would survive in the job for very long. And as for the idea of a broken marriage, I really wanted to come up with something more challenging to write and engaging to read. I thought long and hard about all the good homicide detectives I knew to figure out the common denominator, and I realized that above all else, what detectives do is solve puzzles. Homicide and all major crimes present the investigating detectives with a huge puzzle. There are hundreds, often thousands, of pieces that must be painstakingly slotted together. And that's when it came to me. I would give Roy Grace a personal puzzle of his own that he could not solve. I'd recently been with the police to the missing persons helpline offices in South London, where I'd been staggered to learn that around 200,000 people are reported missing in England every year. The majority turn up within 4 days, but if they haven't turned up within a month, then they will almost certainly never be seen again. Over 5,000 people are on that list, and the loved ones they leave behind are usually bewildered, terrified about what might have happened, and desperate to find out. Unable to grieve, get closure, and move on, as would happen with the death of a loved one, they are left in a complete state of limbo. So, when we first meet Roy Grace in Dead Simple, just coming up to his 39th birthday, we learn that his wife, Sandy, whom he loved and adored, had vanished without a trace 9 years earlier, on the day of his 30th birthday. He had come home from work, and she was gone. No note, no clues, nothing. Just her car later found abandoned in the short-stay car park at London's Gatwick Airport. For the subsequent 9 years, while continuing to work as an effective homicide detective, Roy was dogged by the mystery of what happened to his wife. Was Sandy kidnapped and it went wrong so she was murdered? Or was she being held captive somewhere by a crazy person? Had she run off with a lover? Taken her own life? Had she had an accident and never been found? Lost her memory? In his desperation to find her, Roy even consulted mediums and clairvoyants, but all to no avail. And during this time, he was unable to move on with his private life, having no inclinations to start a new relationship in case Sandy were to suddenly turn up one day. But finally, his friend D.S. Glenn Branson organised a blind date for him. It was a disaster, but it was a start. Now, my original plan had been to set up the mystery of Sandy's disappearance in the first novel and to reveal the truth about what had happened to her in the second, Looking Good Dead. But I hadn't accounted for the enthusiasm of my readers. To my surprise and delight, Dead Simple proved to be an instant bestseller when it was published in the UK, and as the translations came out in different countries, it became a hit with readers across the globe too. A steadily increasing stream of letters and emails poured in from new fans around the world, each of them speculating about what might have happened to Sandy. And I realised I could have some fun with this. I'd learned way back that readers love to be teased and tantalised just so long as we authors are ultimately fair with our reveals. So I kept the story of Roy's missing wife going and going, book after book. With each novel, I would reveal just a few clues, tiny at first, about her possible whereabouts. I would also plan